Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Jeremy and Brenna Sledge. They started Busy Bees Cleaning. Busy Bee with a B, just a letter. Don't try and put a B-E-E. I tried that and Brenna almost punched me. It was terrifying. She looks nice. Don't be fooled. They started Busy Bees, the letter B, not the animal B, cleaning in August of 2020. They thought, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We should start a cleaning business, which right off the bat, I like the cut of your jib. They're predominantly, I don't know what predominantly means. I'm just making up words, but they're predominantly residential cleaning. They're 15 minutes outside of Nashville in the lovely state of Tennessee. Brenna started cleaning by herself and started hiring, I think, January 2021. We're recording in May, just about June. And now they've got four cleaners, even though she still cleans. And Jeremy's got his thing going. Did I miss anything or does that sound about right?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
So what in God's green earth during a pandemic made you go, you know what? I think I should start a business now.
I have been asking myself that question ever since I started. It was definitely not something that we had planned at all. I have professional cleaning experience from Missouri. My husband's military. We moved here July of last year. I had no plans career-wise to start working right away. But a neighbor actually posted on Facebook one day, was looking for some help. For whatever reason, she was looking to hire an individual, not a company. And I hopped on there, said, hey, I have some experience. If you can't find someone else, I'd be happy to help. Long story short, I cleaned for her. And then I started getting all these Facebook messages. And from all these people, I had no idea where they were coming from. She had actually recommended me on a Facebook group that is here locally. And it did not stop. So I just kind of did it on a whim, wasn't really planning to do this. And it just happened. It fell into our laps and it has not slowed down since. So started off doing just a couple cleans a week. And now we average over 70 homes a month. So
great. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So before we move on to your question, I have a question for you. Don't share the Facebook group because everyone's going to try and get in there, but do share the concept. Like, is it a mom's group? Is it a local to Nashville group? Like, we don't need the name, but kind of what's just so if other people, you know, there's, you know, more than half the people listening aren't Nashville. So like, if you were going to coach someone to join a Facebook group, what would it be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in a small tight-knit community, kind of a small town, and it's just our community Facebook group, for our town, which is called Nolensville. That's where we live. And it's just a way for people to connect in our area. People are constantly asking for recommendations for companies on there or just referrals. And I mean, anyone can join as long as you live in the area. So I think that's pretty common on Facebook these days to have kind of like a group for whatever city you live in.
And are most of the stuff coming from work that you do in the group or exclusively from other people kind of talking about you?
It is all word of mouth. I don't think I have to date posted anything seeking business. It's all word of mouth. People will tag us. They'll tag me, tag our Facebook page for the business. And we've never paid for advertising. So that's how we've gotten all of our clients thus far.
Cool. So Facebook groups, Nextdoor, there's lots of, you know, Facebook's groups are great, but it doesn't have to just be Facebook groups. It can be anywhere your clients congregate. All right. That said, how can I help you all today?
So one of the big things right now is, you know, as Brenna said, she's still kind of cleaning every day and we've got the four employees, but she's spending a lot of time and energy supervising them and making sure that everything is squared away from one clean to the next. And we've got three children who are 6, 5, and 20 months old. And so we're hoping to kind of become more active as a couple instead of just one or the other being home at any given time and kind of allow her to transition into being a manager and just a business owner and build the business as opposed to constantly being out cleaning.
Yeah. So it's funny. I was busting Team Sledge's chops because we just finished our 5-day challenge and it was awesome. So I'll give all of y'all Cleaning Nation the same thing. We were literally just going to do the 5-day challenge, I said, but we've had so many people coming to the same question. We made the recordings available. So as of this recording in May, it'll probably release in June 2021. 5-day challenge is over. I don't know if we're going to do one again, but it was awesome. We actually have like 7 or 8 modules and bonuses and just there's, it's jam-packed. So growmycleaningcompany.com/out-of-cleaning is the best source for how to just figure that out. I'm going to do the best I can on this podcast, but I would go to growmycleaningcompany.com/out-of-cleaning for really a deep dive. It's probably 10 hours of content and it's excellent. So that said, let's see. And that's the short version of our 9-week elite program, which is the short version of my 20 years of figuring out this business. I'll just distill it down in 20 minutes. Why not? It'll be easy. Let's have some fun. Okay. So I'm going to go by memory because I don't have my notes in front of me, but the concept is the same. The first, and it sounds weird, everyone wants to skip it and be like, just tell me how to hire people, which is fine. We'll talk about that. But the first thing by far is the decision, the cutting off all other options to this is my last day of cleaning and I shall not clean after that day, hell or high water, right? If that means I've got to schedule cleaning and everybody quits or something happens, people go, oh, I got to clean. No, you do not. You can call, hey, Brenna, it's Mike. I was supposed to clean today. We had some employee snafus, won't be able to make it. Like that kind of commitment to I do not clean. The reason this is so important, many of you guys have had other businesses. I had a car dealership, a construction company. And the example I use is I don't know how many tire rotations, transmission fluid changes, brake jobs we did. You know how many I did? Zero. Because not because I'm smart, because I'm dumb. I don't know how to change brakes. If I tried, I'd kill somebody, probably myself, right? So the mechanics are smart enough not to let me into the bays because I run amok, right? So the only difference between me and my genius ability not to change, to do any mechanical work on my own, and you and your inability to not clean is I physically couldn't do it and you physically can. So you literally have to get to the point where you're like June 1st or whatever the date's going to be for you, I forget how to clean. There either shall not get, either someone, I will pay someone to do it or it doesn't get done. And every business I've had, right? A construction company, God forbid you get me behind a forklift or start, we had heavy steel. My team would be like, get out, go. A lot of Hispanics, wait, get out of here, Whitey. El Diablo Blanco, the white devil. Get out of here. We're going to screw stuff up. So that belief of I don't clean, I'm not a cleaner. The example I use is if you all offer me a cigarette right now, I don't smoke. So I wouldn't be like, hold on, what's it taste like? What kind of cigarette? You know, what? How's it going to make me feel? I just go, do I smoke? Oh, I'm not a smoker. So the answer is no. There's no like dialogue. It doesn't matter what kind of cigarette or I just don't smoke. Right. So you've got to get to the identity of I don't clean. I'm an owner. Right. So no matter what happens in Tesla, at no point is Elon like, you know, I better answer the phone and sell a car, or, you know, do some sort of maintenance because his identity is the owner. So are you cool with first and foremost, second and third, Brenna having the identity of I don't clean. I don't know how to clean. I don't clean. It's not what I do. If it needs to be clean for this to happen, then it just won't get clean. Are you okay with that?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. And then Jeremy, have you never cleaned?
So I have a couple times.
Okay. I was going to be like Jeremy, but Jeremy's like, no, I fell for it too. So, and that goes for Jeremy, right? It's not like Brenna's out and then Jeremy just starts cleaning, like do you on the date. Okay. So I can't overemphasize, and you really have to kind of have a come to Jesus with yourself in terms of how committed are we to having a business? And if you're like, we just like this for the fun and for the money, and we don't really care, and this is just a side hustle, clean all you want. Like God bless you, right? Like I'm not saying you can't clean. There's no law against it. But if and when you're committed to, I got to have a business, you got to be committed to, then owners don't clean ever, 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 not once, not ever, period. So That's the first part. So, and there's a lot of mindset stuff that goes in how to do that and a lot of more depth. But again, we're going fast, kids. So the second piece is we've got to, well, I got to go over a little mindset. The biggest thing that gets us in, and we think it's lack of employees. We're going to get to how to hire to the best we can in 20 minutes. But first it's that negotiation with cleaning, right? Like just thinking of assist. I don't know if y'all smoke. What if you don't smoke? Someone said, you want a cigarette? You go, no, there's no thinking. There's no, you know, someone says you clean. No, there's just no thinking. I'm not a cleaner. I'm an owner. Just no, I don't do that. Right. Second piece is we got to address the fears that keep us back. So everyone thinks if I just had good employees, then I would be fine. It's like, nope, the reality is if you just believe the right things, then you'd have good employees, then you'd be fine. But we want to get the employees, we want to change the world without changing us, and it never works. We always have to change Brennan and Jeremy, then the world will change. So the first change is we don't clean. We're not cleaners. It's just an identity thing. Second is, it's going to be different for all of you, but you probably have some version of, they want me, Brenna. If Brenna doesn't show up, they'll quit. If I get employees, they won't do as good of a job. I have magic cleaning hands that only I know how to do. And if I don't clean, the world will stop spinning, right? I can't afford it, right? If I pay, I'll take a pay cut. So I'm getting lots of nods at all of these. So they're like, crap, we don't have one, we got all three. So we're going to have to overcome all that stuff, right? Because we coach folks all the time that have beliefs that money's evil, or if you have too much, and then how do you think all of our coaching gets to grow them into be wealthy business owners if they've got this underlying belief that money's evil, right? We got to get that fixed before we can, it's just never going to work. So don't have time to go through it now, but on your own, you're going to have to work through changing the belief of I'm a cleaner to I'm not a cleaner. From if I feel like, because it's almost never the truth, but if I feel like and believe that if I don't clean, like my customers deserve me, then you're going to have to overcome that and go move from some broke guy that I picture somewhere in Texas that makes the best hamburger in the whole wide world and makes $42,000 a year, maybe, and works 100 hours a week. Change from that guy to McDonald's, who makes the worst hamburger in the world. It's disgusting. You ever had a McDonald's hamburger that's not like hot and fresh, like 28 seconds cold? They're disgusting, right? They're nasty hamburgers, but holy crap, they're consistent and they can make a billion. They even advertise over 7 billion. So like, it's not good, but we can make a lot of them, right? So, which is fine. Who's changed the world more, right? The guy in Texas with the best burger ever, or McDonald's with their 7 billion serve, right? We all have memories of McDonald's and how it makes us feel. It's not about the burger. It's not about the quality of the burger. So that guy in Texas is like, oh, those stupid guys at McDonald's, those are crap and they're bad for you. Mine tastes, he's right on all of them. And he's broke and McDonald's is rich and he's affected nobody, and McDonald's has changed the world. So you kind of got to make that shift of, I want to be, I hate to say it because I, you know, and I've taken my kid to McDonald's. I've eaten their terrible food, but you know, they're kind of a blight on society, but you have to be okay with, if you want to serve people, Brenna's magic cleaning touch has to be, there is no such thing. We have to get a consistent result for everybody as opposed to Brenna's magic, because Brenna's magic requires Brenna. And God forbid you get pregnant, want to hang out with your kid, go on vacation, get hit by a bus, lose interest in working, whatever. Well, then the whole thing is shot, right? So we got to kind of make that shift of, my employees might think that they want me, but they can't have me. Or if you really want to get crazy, just be like, well, it's $500 an hour. I'm not going to pay that. Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's why we have a team. Pay them, right? I wouldn't clean for, yeah. I always tell people my day rate, I don't do one-on-one training. If I was going to fly out, probably be somewhere around 15, 20 grand. And if you guys said, okay, let's get to work cleaning, I'd go, okay. And then at the end of the day, you'd be like, you didn't earn your 15 grand. I go, I did what you told me to do. Like, I don't care what you asked me to do. My rate's 15 grand. You go, why should I have paid a cleaner? I go, yeah, you should have. Like, I agree. So picture yourself as the owner of the company. If, you know, say, not that he is, but say Jeremy's in charge, like, Brenna, get to work cleaning. She's the most valuable employee you have, right? So if you choose to have her clean, you're going to go, well, you didn't really do a good job being an owner today. And she's like, no, I clean like you told me. What do you want from me, right? So just picture that. If I would charge that kind of rate, what would you charge as the owner, right? And that's, and you go, and your clients will go, I wouldn't pay. Like, so if you went to your clients and go, this is Mike, he's got a pot. You know how good he, I'm paying him 15 grand. Your clients will go, yeah, I'm still going to pay the $300. None of that means any difference to me. I don't care about that. So same thing with you. You're like, I'm Brenna. Don't you know I'm $1,000 a day or whatever your rate would be. Like, I'm not going to pay that. Yeah, I wouldn't either. Right? That's why we have employees. So we got to get through all the head trash that they deserve you. They have to have you. They're going to quit if they don't have you. If they quit. And guess what? Here, guys, tell me, hey, I want you to come out. You know, I want your training, Mike, but you got to come fly out and do it. Go ahead and tell me.
Come on, Mike. It's time to come to Nashville. Let's go.
I'm not doing that. No. Sorry. Tell me how much money you'll pay me. Tell me you'll pay me if out, whatever. I don't care. I don't do that. No, thanks. Right. Again, 20 grand, we talk off air, but you go, I'm not gonna pay that. And I'd go, you should take our course. It's cheaper than that. Right. Like, so if we both agree that my day rate to fly out would be too expensive, and I would recommend taking a course that we have, that's a better solution for less money. That's what you got to get with your people. Right. Like, yeah, I agree. It's not fair to charge $1,000 a clean for Brenna, but that's Brenna's rate. You should hire. That's why we have employees. You should hire them. Right. So that's the mindset we've got to get. And if they quit, they quit. If you guys go, well, I'm not going to pay that. okie dokie. Like, I'll just move on with my life, as will you. It's fine. It's totally okay. So first, we got to go, we never clean. Second, all the head trash about the employees won't do it. It's harder to train them to do it myself. They'll steal in line, cheat, blah, 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 blah. No one would want to work for me. There's a bunch of weird head trash we have that you're going to have to get over that we go over in the training. I just can't in the 20 minutes. So first, you change your identity from cleaner to owner. Second, you identify what all that head trash looks like for you, right? So Cleaning Nation, Jeremy and Brenda's beliefs that are holding back could be wildly different than yours, than is going to be the next guy. But you've got to kind of name the four or five that, you know, no one wants to work for me. It's more trouble than it's worth. It's easier just to clean, which is like saying to your five-year-old, by the way, like, I'll just keep cleaning his room. It's too hard to teach him. True, short term, but at some point you have a 30-year-old man, you're going to go clean his room. It's not a cute look, right? So same thing with employees. Like, yes, it is harder to teach them to do it yourself today, but over the next 20 years, the leverage gets different. So step one, change your identity. Step two, kill the beliefs that are keeping you from cleaning. Step three, you need a systematized automated system to bring more qualified applicants to you than you can hire. That's the key. So, and again, before you get the mindset stuff work done, it won't help you if you had all the applicants in the world, because if Brenna still believes Brenna's magic, and if they don't have me, they're going to freak out and the world will stop spinning. Doesn't matter how many applicants you have. So change your identity, change your beliefs, get an automated system. And we invest in that, right? We're going to spend money to, first of all, and again, don't have time. You're going to want to write a core values based ad and have a core values based funnel, right? So as opposed to just, fast growing company in Nashville or just outside of Nashville, looking for motivated, high energy people, paid training, paid vacation, you're going to love it. Like, that's what everyone's ad says, right? In this job market, you can't have a boring ad like that. Whereas you're going to want, for us, our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So the ad's going to be all about how they can be real and work hard, and we're going to have fun at work, and you're going to actually change people's lives. And if that turns you on, see what I'm saying? When I start saying stuff like that and talk about my beliefs, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Or you're going to go, stupid, I just want a paycheck. Either way, it's fine. The people that aren't a fit are going to run off, great. The people that are in aren't just going to be like, apply. You know what I'm saying? They're really going to connect with who I am and who you guys are. So core values based ad, put it in front of the right people with money, right? Just like in a different topic for a different day, but that whole like, oh, we never had to advertise. People just come to us. That's fine. Up to usually $100,000, $200,000 a month or a year in revenue. And then you got to start a scalable, dependable, repeatable, scalable system to attract clients. Same with the employees, right? It can start. You guys are charming people. You seem nice. I'm sure people want to come to you. So for your first couple employees, you can just do kind of friends and family and like warm network. But when you're like, I need two new employees every month, which means I got to hire three or four because they're not always great or blah, 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 blah. You can't scale it, right? So we're going to need a system that brings in, and again, money is the answer. If you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you ain't got a problem, right? So if you've got six cleaners and poor Brenna's out there cleaning, well, let's just spend some money hiring a sixth Brenna. Now you can work on the business as opposed to in it. Oh crap. I skipped a step. I don't have my notes. We also need to do a money check to make sure that your finances are right. Right. So keep in mind, if you're doing the cleaning yourself, you make a nickel, you keep a nickel. When you start hiring, you have things like overhead, insurance, training, uniforms, you know, like a real business. And you keep less of the money that comes in, but you have an unlimited amount that can come in, right? Depending on the part of the country you're in, you're going to cap out between $3,000 and $5,000, $6,000 at the most, $1,000 a month if you're cleaning and you're cleaning a ton and maybe you have a helper with you or something. That's it. And you got to work every day, all day. So when you hire someone, say you hire two people, that and say you're at $4,000 a month, you might drop down to three or two or one, you know what I'm saying? But now you're capped, you can hire infinitely. So we are going to throw money at the, I need qualified applicants problem. Indeed is a good place to start. And I can't get into the whole hiring funnel, but you want to have a system. I'll give you the brief overview. Core values-based hiring ad to a group interview, to a one-on-one interview, to a working interview, to training someone else to becoming a trainer and they're on full time. So that's kind of the brief overview. We can't dive deep. So the big chunks, I'll let you ask questions and we got to call it because I'm running long, are change your identity from owner, cleaner to owner. Kill all the beliefs of they won't come to me, who'd want to work with me, they demand me to work, it's harder than it looks, they'll just quit, they'll steal something, they'll kick a cat, all that crap you got to get over. Three, make sure your numbers work, not for a cleaner, right? Because again, if you work at Walmart for $10 an hour, guess what? You get to keep the whole $10. But when you start owning a business and you do stuff, you know, there's other, you know, so as you shift
mentally from business owner or from cleaner to business owner, you got to shift financially from the same thing, right? So we got to start charging big boy and big girl prices, right? If you're charging solo cleaner prices, but you want to be the owner of a cleaning company, that won't work, right? Like if I was making a beer in my bathtub, you know, I could charge 38 cents a bottle and still probably make money. But if you want to go to the good folks at Budweiser, they have some overhead and things. It's going to cost a little bit more, right? And it's okay. Most people would rather, oh, Budweiser knows what they're doing. They're professionals at that, as opposed to me just showing up with a mop and some hope going, let's do this. Come on, you know? So change your identity, kill your beliefs, make sure you're financially set up, and then create a core values-based automated system to bring more applicants to you than you can hire. So that's like, again, 20 years of learning that we usually jam into a 9-week course, that we jammed into a 5-day challenge, that we jammed into a 20-minute podcast. God bless America. Questions, comments, Rudemark, Steam Sledge?
I think for what we had time-wise, you definitely covered it pretty well. You know, what would be the... You know, for me, everything you said makes sense. And a lot of it was things I've been yelling and throwing things at her, trying to get her to understand for a while.
If it makes you feel better, my wife don't listen to me either. So I get a lot of, why will your wife listen to me and not you and not me? I'm like, mine won't either. You could probably coach my wife. She'd pay attention. So it's okay. I coach a lot of spouses with other spouses. Like, I've been saying that. Why do you listen when he says it? I don't know. I got a microphone. What are you going to do? Just moving on. It happens, buddy. It's okay.
All right. Well, that's
good, because then when I have bad coaching, she'll hate me and she can still love you. So it's a double. It's okay.
That's perfect. Because the question was going to be like, how do I get her past that wall? You know, of she's heard it 100 times. Maybe you saying it's the answer. So
I hate to say it, but it is a third party. Because again, obviously you guys have got a ton of history, right? And again, I'll say something to my wife that she'll hear a tone of voice that no one else in the world will hear. She'll be like, what are you? And she'll immediately get defensive. It's not because she's a bad wife. She's amazing. And God, I hope it's not because I'm a bad husband. I think I'm okay. It's just because we have this history, right? And where there's just a bunch of nut. So that outside, and you have it's just a different relationship. So honestly, that really is the answer. It doesn't have to be me specifically, but an outside party that she trusts that, and I'm not trying to sleep with her. So she gets pissed at me. I don't care. I'm going to be like, here's the right answer. Here's what you're going to do. You can't, you know, you've got to be like, well, there's another dynamics of this relationship that I, you know, whereas I can be like, hey, Brenna, pay attention. This isn't going to work for you. You know, I can talk to her in a different way. Good and bad, that it would be inappropriate. I would never say that to my poor bride, but I can beat up your poor bride. Right. So honestly, that third party perspective, that's a lot of what we do. It is you just have to be okay with, she's my wife. She's not going to listen to everything I say. Sometimes she just has to hear it from someone else and vice versa. Right. I'm sure I could tell you stuff and Brenna would be like, I've been saying that. Why won't you? So it works both ways. So short answer is that outside coach goes a long way for everybody. Not please. I don't want you guys to think like, oh my gosh, we've got this. No, it's every marriage ever. So an outside person giving feedback that you trust, it's still gotta be, it can't just be any human being. You gotta get someone that you trust, that knows what they're doing, that has your best interests at heart, all that sort of stuff. But that'll go a long way. And it just takes a bunch of pressure off of, you know, Jeremy can be like, I didn't really want to be the boss or trying to like beat you into this mold. I just want to be your husband who loves you. And I got stuck in this position. Brenna's like, good. I don't want you bossing me around anyway. So it works both. And you can be like, good. I'll let someone else be the coach. I'll just be the husband. And then Brenna can be like, good. I can take coaching from this guy because it's a relationship that's appropriate. I can just love my husband and not worry about that whole dynamic. Very insightful question. A lot of people don't pick that up. So thank you for letting us kind of share it with Cleaning Nation, because there's 1,000 couples that just heard that and they're looking at each other and the wife or the spouse, like, see, leave me alone. Let me get a coach. So that would be my, did that answer your question, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. And it has gone both ways for sure. We're new to being business owners together. So I'm sure I've been guilty as well. And just, she didn't ask the question.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing is, and that's why I love doing what we do, is so many guys and gals like you are accidental entrepreneurs, right? And all of a sudden you kind of get some success and you're like, I know how to clean, which was good when I had a cleaning job, right? Brenna's obviously done very well with her cleaning job. She's like, but I don't want the cleaning job anymore. I want to own a business. And we think like, oh, owning a cleaning business, same skill set as being a cleaner, right? Completely different skill sets, right? I can't be a mechanic. I would be terrible at it. But now when you get on, I'd have a mechanic that's like, oh, I'm going to start my own thing. I'm like, good luck with that. Completely different skill set. We think they're the same because like cleaning, owning a cleaning company, same thing, wildly different. So give yourself permission, both of you, Brenna, everyone, Cleaning Nation, going, Yeah, I was an accidental entrepreneur. This isn't natural. For those of you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know, I've done this for 25 years and I was very unsuccessful and hit a lot. All I'm doing is sharing all the mistakes I made. So you guys can make smarter mistakes. So give yourself permission to be like, this isn't a natural. And, you know, I can't remember if you shared online or off air, but in business school, we get a ton of people that have graduated business school, marketing degrees, HR degrees. They still don't know how to run a small business. No offense to whatever school you're going to, but they don't teach. They don't really teach us stuff you need to know. So even if you have that degree and you're like, I'm still struggling. I have accounting people that, you know, whose car is always broken, the mechanics, whose books are always a mess, the accountant, whose business is always struggling, the guy in business school. So just give yourself permission to be like, trade school is what you really need, right? That's, you need someone that's like, show me exactly how to do this thing. So just give yourself permission to not be perfect right off the bat. Nobody is. I wasn't, you're not, nobody listening is. There's a bunch of liars. And then everyone else is telling the truth. Like, yeah, I had to learn it just like everybody else. So, all right. We are way over on time. For those of you that are like, holy heck, I need more of this. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, all the free stuff that we have, there's a masterclass that's amazing. There's like 600 podcasts, YouTube channel. We've got a Facebook group of like 15,000 members. All that crap's free. For those of you like, I want to know how to get out of cleaning and I want the full thing, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/out-of-cleaning. Again, not something we typically sell. We just did it a couple weeks ago and everyone liked it. So we made the recordings available. So that's what I got, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.